It's Magic at the Movies. I'm Jamie Edwards, and I am delighted to welcome Dwayne Johnson to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm bringing the magic.
Oh, fantastic. You're here because of the Disney film, Race to Witch Mountain. It's a remake of Escape to Witch Mountain.
Correct.
How have you updated it?
Well, how we updated it, we wanted to make it feel bigger, more entertaining, and we wanted to make the stakes greater. So in the 1975 version, the stakes weren't as great as ours. And in our case, the world will come to an end if I don't get them from point A to point B. And we can't have that, because if the world comes to an end, then that means magic at the movies come to an end. And that just can't happen.
It really can't.
It can't.
It will be a disaster.
Yeah.
Now, you sort of save the world, if you like, with a big yellow taxi.
I've always thought that if I ever had the opportunity to save the world, you have to do it in a big yellow cab, and you have to do it kicking a lot of ass too along the way.
And there's some pretty mean driving in this. Did you get to do any of that yourself?
Yeah, I was very lucky that I was able to do all the stunts myself, and it just reminded me of how cool and special my job can be for me personally, because I was like a big kid on the set, going 80, 90 miles an hour. Banging my cab around with those stunt drivers was really cool. A lot of fun.
Now, this is actually your second outing with Disney.
Correct.
Because you did the game plan as well.
Yes.
You signed up with them?
No, we have a great partnership, and it's a partnership that I really enjoy. I've always loved the brand of Disney and what that meant, but it wasn't until I became partners with them in terms of making movies that I realized just really how powerful that brand is and how much joy that company brings families around the world. It's really cool.
So do you think you're ever going to be immortalized in cartoon?
Possibly, one day. That would be a cool thing. I think when we finally shoot Brokeback Mountain 2 is the time when I will really be immortalized.
True, that's very true. Now, this film is aliens invading. Mm-hmm. I believe that you actually believe in aliens yourself.
I do. I'm a believer. I believe in the possibility of a lot of things. Alien life, ghosts, spirits, things like that. So I haven't actually... I thought I had a true alien experience once. That lasted about 3-4 hours. Then I realized I was just really drunk. And then it just took a while for that alcohol to wear off. And then I realized it wasn't.
I've been there.
You've been there many times, right?
Oh, yeah. I thought I'd been up in a big spaceship, man. there were green heads looking at me.
And you were probed, I know.
It's disturbing. Now, obviously, you've left the wrestling behind, mm-hmm. but I was such a big fan of,
oh, me
of
too.
All that.
Thank you.
Was that where your sort of love of entertainment came from, is starting off doing that?
It wasn't my love of entertainment that I realized that I had a great love for entertainment. Then I had realized that when I was younger, when I was 8 years old, I thought I was all these men. I thought I was Chuck Norris, Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder, Elvis Presley, and Harrison Ford. I thought I was all these guys mixed in, rolled up in one. What wrestling did, wrestling provided me a wonderful platform to entertain thousands of people every night that was really invaluable. That type of experience and that playing that character was some of the most fun I've ever had playing character.
And the next character I know that you've got coming up, you're going to be a Tooth Fairy.
Yes, which I'm excited about. The movie's very, very funny. I play a semi-pro hockey player who thinks he's cool, but it's really not, and I kill the dreams of children. And through a little bit of magic, I'm forced by Tooth Fairy Land to turn into the Tooth Fairy. The lovely Julie Andrews is my fairy godmother. Ashley Judd is my girlfriend. Billy Crystal's in it. And my comedic partner in the movie is the very physically imposing Stephen Merchant from The Office. We had a great time.
He's a tall man.
He's a tall man, yeah. You don't want to mess with Stephen.
I think I could take it. The last question I do need to ask you is, if you had a secret song, I know you said there you loved Elvis.
A secret song?
Yeah, what would be your song that reminds you of something when you were younger?
I would have to say a song called You Send Me from Sam Cooke.
Why do you like that one?
It's just a beautiful song, you know, like really simple song that's very powerful of a guy who's telling a woman, like, you send me. And that was my date song when I was like 8 and I thought it was cool, you know what I mean? I would sing that to my little girlfriends.
And then you turned into the Tooth Fairy.
And I turned into the Tooth Fairy. I never got a kiss.
Dwayne, thank you ever so much for joining us on Magic at the Movies.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.